But let's bring him in anyways. We'll wake him from his reclining chair, which he's had a cocktail in one hand and a cigar in the other, just relaxing and enjoying himself. Here's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you?
I'm fine. I'm very serious this morning, though. I'm very serious. I my whole opening 20 minutes was on what unfolded on TV.
Yes, yesterday. It was just deplorable.
It's one of those things where it's going to be a turning point, and hopefully it's going to be a turning point in the correct direction. I've said all along, even during Black Lives Matter protests, during other protesting is one thing.
Attacking, violence is another.
Attacking and pillaging is another. And the significance of yesterday was, when's the last time our capital was invaded?
Never.
The British, when they burned.
Oh, really?
Think about this now. Think about this. Last time our capital was invaded like that, the British. You know, and I spent many years in Kingston. Just remember, the British came up the Hudson River and burnt Kingston to the ground, tried to. That's what makes yesterday such an amazing day and a depressing day. It was Americans trying to take down their own government. It was amazing. So that makes everything else that we talk about today a little less important, because it was just a day that you never thought you'd see, and we saw yesterday. So
yeah, it was deplorable, and I don't know who's going to be held accountable for it. But what happened? I think there were four people who died.
Yeah, well, there's so many cameras inside that building that the people that were, and you know what was even worse, Pat, is some of the people that broke in there. They took selfies of themselves sitting in chairs. They broke into offices.
That.
They steal things. They stole the Speaker of the House podium. I mean, it was just horrible. It was just horrible. But anyways, the weather has not been horrible. It's been winter-like, but it's been winter-like to my liking, which is it's cold at night, fairly okay during the day. The ski areas are making snow, even though Hunter Mountain had to close down yesterday. Hunter Mountain. Closed down yesterday. You know why, Pat? Because of COVID-19, they couldn't safely operate the mountain with enough ski patrol.
Wow.
And they're going to check it on a day-by-day basis. We just live in strange times. But, like I said, thank goodness you've had a pretty easy week with the weather.
Very easy. And a fair amount of sun today. We'll be in the low 40s. Clear tonight, 20 to 25. Sunny Friday, 40. Mainly sunny Saturday, mid-30s, and sunny Sunday, 35 to 40. There's still some concern about one of several southern storms that could turn up the coast and bring us snow. Now, if you relied on the American GFS model, you would just toss it, because they're not saying a thing. But the Euro model's been insisting that something is going to affect us next week. Unfortunately, the Euro, though, has been all over the place. Back on Monday, the Euro was saying that it would happen Tuesday. Next week, of course. Then on Tuesday of this week, it changed to Thursday. Then yesterday, it changed to Friday. And today, it's back to Tuesday. So it doesn't know which one to bring up. So we're just going to have to wait and see how this all comes to pass. I think if you look at Wednesday of next week, it'd probably be a good compromise. We would get some snow. It does not look like a biggie, but some snow. The biggie will be that there's a pattern change, a big pattern change, and the jet stream, which for the most part right now, it is diving down the Rockies and going out through the south of us. What will happen during next week into the week after, which is the middle part of the month, the jet stream will fire down the Rockies to the Gulf of Mexico, and then it will turn up the East Coast. Now, where it turns up the East Coast is questionable. Will that mean storms right along the East Coast or just offshore? That we don't know. We do know that it's going to open the floodgates to the Arctic. And when that happens, we often are open to clipper lows that come flying down across central Canada, through the Great Lakes, and then, you know, into the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic. And sometimes these clipper lows, well, let's put it this way. For the most part, these clipper lows just bring some light snow. And then, of course, a renewal of cold Arctic air behind it. But sometimes they get to the coast, then they blow up and become monsters. As we say, they bomb out. So that could be a nightmare in itself. All of this will begin to form next week and continue into the week after. So a word to the wise. For all of you who did not take down your Christmas decorations yet outside, I would suggest you do it this weekend. Because this weekend, even though a little chilly, is going to be much, much better weather-wise to do that stuff than weekends to come. So that's my advice to you. And I'm practically finished. I spent another day yesterday wrapping everything up, bringing stuff to the attic, bringing stuff to the garage. Now, the only thing standing is a tree, but there's nothing on it. All the ornaments are taken off, all the beads, all the lights, all of that put away. So it's just a matter of me taking down the tree today. And that's no big deal. I guess you call it a quicker tree. It's in three parts, and the branches fold. They're up on hinges. And I just have to get it into the garage, and that'll be the end of that. But more importantly, I didn't know if you know this, and I said I should talk about this with Marshall. COVID-19 at-home test for the virus is now available on Amazon. It costs $110, and with that, it's a saliva testing kit. It comes with a prepaid express return shipping and laboratory PCR testing. So for $110, you take swab it at home. You swab your throat at home. Put it in the prepaid envelope. You send it, and then the results are sent back to you. For $110.
It's gotten a lot of bad reviews.
Oh, you're kidding, really?
Yeah, it's not consistent. That's the problem with it. And the reason it's not consistent because there's no medical personnel there to make sure you're correctly doing everything right. That's the problem. That's the only problem with it.
Because the FDA did approve it.
Yeah, well, it was approved because it can't do any harm to you. But if you don't follow really good tight guidelines and do it the right way, it's a useless test. So that's all I say about if you're getting something like from Amazon.
Be careful, right?
You know, around here, like every Monday, the town of Kent has free COVID testing for anybody in the area. There's a COVID test coming up next Monday at Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. So there's lots of ways if you want to get tested, you could get tested. And it's funny, we post the COVID-19 information every day, twice a day. And people said, like in the town of Sharon, in the town of Salisbury, I think it's 2,700 people have gotten tests. And people say, well, there's only 2,000 so many people that live in Salisbury. So it doesn't matter. People retest. A test is only a snapshot in time. It's only, you know, when you take the test, if it shows you don't have COVID-19, that's for that day. That's why the numbers seem to be skewed high, because many people are taking tests at least once a week.
Gotcha.
But, hey, it's better to have it out there than not have it out there.
Right. I totally agree. I think the key right now for everybody is that if you did travel over the Christmas holidays, I mean, if you could quarantine for a minimum of 10 days, I think you could stop the spread of the virus. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people who traveled who feel fine, and they don't know they're anti-symptomatic, so they're not quarantined. I think whether you have symptoms or not, if you traveled, you should just owe it to yourself and others to quarantine. And I think if most people did that, I think we'd be in better shape.
It's true. I came down with a cold and yesterday I felt terrible, but I didn't understand what I didn't feel great the past 2 days, but yesterday the cold hit me full. But and the first thing I thought was when I went home yesterday, I opened up a bottle of very hot chilies, and I smelled to make sure I could still make sure that I could still smell them, and I could.
And smart.
So I went home early yesterday. I'll go home early again today to stay away from the people here. But I didn't panic and think, oh my God, I've got COVID-19, I've got a stuffed nose, I've got this. There's certain ways you can test yourself. And really the first one is, it's not 100% accurate, but it's fairly accurate. If you still have the sense of smell and taste, guess what?
You're okay.
You're okay. So that's what I did yesterday. And then I just closed up the jar of chilies and I went to bed. And then I watched what unfolded yesterday.
I like that. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. Great idea.
So that's my home testing kit. Buy yourself some hot chilies. And if you get a cold, you get some sniffles or anything like that, take a little bite off the end of the habanero. And if you get a very hot feeling and a hot taste, move on. That's your COVID-19 test.
There you go.
Marshall's COVID-19 test. It's absolutely free. Oh, gosh. I know I'll get bad feedback on that, but I don't know. Anyway, so then we have to really look towards the middle of next week for some changes that will be long-term changes. When I say long-term, at least a couple of weeks.
That is absolutely correct, yeah. In the next, not this week, but next week or the week after, we should see some major changes.
Now, Jim Hutchinson from the Sharon Hospital said that COVID-19 testing is at the hospital Monday through Saturday, 845-790-8855. Option one to schedule. Jim, if you're still watching, are those tests free? Do you need insurance or what? Because COVID-19 testing is meant to be free to all Americans. So, Jim, if you can reply and let me know about that, I'd love it. I'll pass it along to people. And, Pat, for you, I want you to have another nice, easy day of doing nothing.
Thank you, and I will enjoy doing nothing.
All right, and I'm going to go home and
rest up.
And just rest up, and I won't put the TV on at all.
Yeah, you're probably smart.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.